And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of W. Somerset Maugham, born in Paris, 1874. His father was a lawyer for the British Embassy in Paris. He became a doctor. Somerset Maugham practiced in the London slums. He said, "I saw how men died. I saw how they bore pain. I saw the gallantry that made a man greet the prognosis of death with an ironic joke because he was too proud to let those about him see the terror of his soul." He was 23 years old, Somerset Maugham, when he published his first novel, Liza of Lambeth, about a working-class 18-year-old has an affair with a married man named Jim, whose wife beats up Liza, who is pregnant and who miscarries and dies. It was a big success, and Somerset Maugham made enough money to quit medicine and become a full-time writer. Went on to write Of Human Bondage, The Moon and Sixpence, and The Razor's Edge, many other books. Somerset Maugham, who said, "To acquire the habit of reading is to construct for yourself a refuge from almost all the miseries of life." It's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, Kensington, England, 1882. Began her professional writing career at the age of 22. At the end of a terrible year in which her father had died, she had had her second major nervous breakdown, the first when she was a teenager after her mother died and her half-sister. This time, at the age of 22, she became suicidal. She tried to throw herself out of a window. She refused to eat. She began hearing things. She had to go to an asylum. Finally, they let her out to go to London for a 10-day visit to her sister, Vanessa. And during that visit in London, she was introduced to Margaret Littleton, the editor of a women's magazine. And Virginia Woolf began writing essays and book reviews, which she sent to the magazine, and she was paid for them, which made her very, very happy. She was able to support herself with her journalism. Wrote her first novel, The Voyage Out, in 1913. Had another breakdown, which lasted for 2 years. The book finally came out, and she went on to write Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, and Orlando. Virginia Woolf, who said, "Writing is like sex. First you do it for love, then you do it for your friends, and then you do it for money." Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan, Things Shouldn't Be So Hard. A life should leave deep tracks, ruts, where she went out and back to get the mail or move the hose around the yard, where she used to stand before the sink, a worn-out place. Beneath her hand, the china knobs rubbed down to white pastilles, the switch she used to feel for in the dark, almost erased. Her things should keep her marks. The passage of a life should show, it should abrade, and when life stops, a certain space, however small, should be left scarred by the grand and damaging parade. Things shouldn't be so hard. A poem by Kay Ryan, Things Shouldn't Be So Hard, from the Niagara River, published by Grove Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.